Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
An A-plus to Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby for that one. That was good.
It was wild wind.
That was literally the best weather report we've had forever.
The wind is wild. Man, it really is. What's going on lately? It's crazy.
We had a bomb cyclone in another part of the country.
It has been wild.
Man, nowhere near here.
My neighbor, Pete, put his trash days tomorrow, but he put his out early.
Yeah.
It's already been picked up.
I bet.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean.
It always happens on somebody's trash day.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But our trash day's not till tomorrow. And it was just so crazy windy this morning. And I go to leave to come to work.
Was it in your yard?
No, thank God, because the wind is blowing north to south. And Pete lives south of me. But everybody who lives south of him, they have Pete's trash in their yard.
Dang it, Pete.
Way to go, Pete. Yeah.
It's a transition period in our weather.
It's whipping wowie.
Oh, I love the E-thud reference.
Very nice. Very nice.
Story here from the Associated Press. Freddie Freeman's historic walk-off grand slam ball from Game 1 of the World Series is going on the auction block. The LA Dodgers first baseman came to the plate on a sprained right ankle with the bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the 10th inning against the Yankees last month. Hit the first pitch, 413 feet for the first walk-off grand slam in World Series history.
Oh.
That I did not know. Okay, says here, they're not sure how much it's going to sell for, but the Shohei Ohtani ball that where he got 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases, first person to ever do that in a season, that ball did sell for $4.4 million to a Taiwanese investment firm.
Was that the ball that was stolen from the kid?
That is the ball that there is currently still an active lawsuit about who that money belongs to, because I believe it was a 17-year-old kid who got
so bad for that kid.
His hand on that ball first.
And if you stole that from the kid,
you're an evil person.
You're an evil person. But why could the ne'er-do-well that ripped the ball out of that kid's hand not at least say, with $4 million now in the bank, I'm going to give you two? I at least acknowledge that you had possession of that ball.
I mean, if you're a big enough jerk to rip a home run ball out of a kid's hands,
you're not feeling charity.
Yeah.
You're not looking to give away some of your money.
You didn't find Jesus in the last 2 weeks.
Do you want to hear the loveliest story about one of our Chiefs players? And I'm not going to give any names. I will give the Chiefs player's name, but not my friend's name. Who was in a local pharmacy this last few days.
Okay.
And one of my girlfriends was in that same pharmacy with her son. Her son's like 10 or 11 years old.
Okay.
And she posted about this today, and it just warmed my heart. They walked into said pharmacy and saw Chief Safety Justin Reed. And her son is brilliant, loves books, loves the library, like super, super smart kid who also happens to love the game of chess. And her little boy went up to say hi to Chiefs Safety Justin Reed, and instead of asking him about football, said, "My name is so-and-so, and I play chess too, and I know that you play chess, and I just wanted to say hi."
Oh, wow.
And Justin Reed stopped, turned around, spent time with this child, and said, "Yes, I do play chess, and I love the game. What is your favorite first move in chess?" And had an entire conversation with this child about chess as one of the most recognizable, famous, fabulous Chiefs players.
That's great.
Isn't that lovely? And I looked it up, and sure enough, he's obsessed with chess. Justin Reed, football player, is obsessed with chess.
You know, Mecole Hardman is a pretty good bowler.
Really good bowler.
I did not know that.
So one of my dear friends from college, Don Glasscock, who was also in my wedding, he is incredible at bowling. He was on the KU bowling team back when we were in college and everything. And he and Mecole Hardman have become friends because they bowl together. They're on the same bowling team.
Hmm.
He talks about how he regularly gets one roll away from the perfect 300.
Yep.
Wow.
He will nine frame it, get the last two on the 10th frame, and then...
What is that? If it's not a 300, if you go all the way to the end and then don't get the last one, two something.
You ain't first, you last.
Is there a plaque for almost,
no,
almost
not. No, there is
bowled
not.
A perfect game?
I wonder if Mecole Hardman would like to borrow Rosie. Maybe bowl
so.
With Rosie.
I think Mecole Hardman has his own custom ball shoes.
So do I.
That is my guess.
Wrist support thingy. What do you call that?
A wrist support.
Okay.
What else would you call it?
A brace. That's what it is.
A Virginia father who was accused of human trafficking on a Southwest flight in late October is waiting for an apology from the airline for the public humiliation. John Kerrigan was trying to disembark the plane with his daughter and their friend on October 21st when the flight crew assumed that he was trafficking the two girls and notified security. Before he knew it, three officers were hauling the father down the aisle from his back seat and all the way off the plane where he was questioned and eventually released. Kerrigan says he was humiliated and expected an apology of some kind. Instead, Southwest Airlines offered him $1,500 in vouchers.
Oh, they totally profiled
this
man.
Here's a voucher. Oh, no.
They totally profiled this guy based on how he looked. He has the bald top of his head with the classic horseshoe pattern. But in that classic horseshoe pattern, it's very long. He's got thin, square glasses. They saw this guy and just immediately thought...
Sex trafficker.
Sex trafficker.
Nope.
It's my kids.
Well, it's my kid and her friend.
But here's a voucher.
1,500 bones.
If you want to fly again and get tagged for sex trafficking again.
Here's a voucher.
A couple is from the Kansas City Star. A couple arrested in a nationwide Lululemon theft ring caused nearly $1 million in losses.
Yeah. They only took four pairs of pants.
I was going to say, that was my joke yesterday, Sam.
To the popular high-end athletic retailer. The pair, Jadeon Richards and Aquella Laws Richards, were arrested November 14th at a Lululemon in Minnesota. The same day, they denied shoplifting from a store in nearby Roseville.
Okay. I saw this story yesterday, and you're right. They are accused of Lululemon thefts all up and down that town. They found all of the merchandise in, was it a van or something? Or a hotel room? I don't even remember. They found all, like, duffel bags.
It was in a Marriott hotel.
And duffel bags of merch. But to Sam's point, it's a little disingenuous to say it was a $1 million heist because that brand, more than any other brand, is so ridiculously overpriced that at any other store, you know, it probably would have been $5 million worth of merchandise.
So what does a pair of yoga pants at Lululemon go for?
More than $100.
What does a normal pair of yoga pants go for?
26 bucks at Target.
You can get them for $5.
I remember telling my kids when they were growing up, it was all the rage. Everybody wanted Lulu. And I go, don't even ask.
The cheapest pair at Lulu, I believe, is $120.
Yes, and now boys want them. Now boys want their athletic pants. And I'm like, no,
what?
I'm not doing it.
What
they
boy?
Have a, they,
are
have
you
a, they have a great
about?
Young men's line. They do.
Oh, you're talking about like the
pants?
Sport.
Yes.
Chino style pants.
Yes.
What's chino?
Just
like what I have on
a
today.
A good pant.
Oh.
Like a standard khaki type pant.
It is so ridiculously overpriced, Scott. The shorts, I think, were $85.
Yeah, their chinos are $160.
But the shorts for girls, Scott, the amount of fabric on those things is like two cassette tapes side by side. So I'm sorry, I ain't buying it's $1 million worth of stuff.
Do you own anything from
Not
Lululemon?
One. Not. You, it's like Disney World. I refuse to do it.
Do you remember when the trend a couple of years ago was to go to work or go to the gym with your Lululemon bag carrying all your stuff?
Oh, that's still the trend.
It is?
That didn't stop. Lululemon fanny packs.
It is a
Lululemon everything.
Popular brand. And I'm not saying I've never purchased anything there, but I did tell the kids I'm out. I'm not
$70 a pop for yoga shorts, which are, as you mentioned, two cassettes worth of fabric.
Do not leave much to the imagination.
No, they do not. And chino pants. Oh, they've gone down in price. They're only $130 now. They were $160.
A lot of the ladies at the gym where I go, they wear that Lululemon.
I'm not doing it.
So you're not suggesting that guys are wearing like yoga?
Oh yeah,
no. They're chinos.
They're chinos, but they also have, and I do know this because I did buy one pair of pants one time for my son because they were on sale in Lawrence, and they do the tailoring is free right there. And you know he has he does not come in a standard size.
Okay.
And it was a Christmas gift, and that was it.
The Lululemon Women's Wonder Train Contour Fit High Rise Tight
Wonder
with
Train.
Pockets.
Well, speak English. What's a Wonder Train?
It's W-U-N-D-R. Wunder Train.
Wunder.
Which is German for wonder.
Contour, high fit, high rise, tight with pockets. $128. On sale.
Okay.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Story here from The Guardian. Losing weight can be a frustrating game. After months of successful slimming, the pounds may soon pile back on, leaving people back where they started. No one factor drives the yo-yo diet, but new research points to fatty tissue as a leading culprit. Fat, air quotes here, remembers past obesity and resists attempts to lose weight, according to scientists. Researchers identified the biological memory after examining fat tissue from people with obesity before and after they lost weight after bariatric surgery. The tissues were further compared with fat from healthy individuals who had never been obese. The analysis showed that fat cells were affected by obesity in a way that altered how they responded to food, potentially for years. In tests, the fatty cells grew faster than others by absorbing nutrients more swiftly.
Yep.
Tested mice.
Your cells want to go back to the shape they were, is the way I read that.
I read it as if your body is trained to store the calories as fat, it will continue doing so even after you make the change.
So we're doomed?
Well, it's just a lot harder.
It's not a quick process.
Than people think to lose the weight and keep it off.
It takes forever.
That's why you know some people, Scott, who are just built like track athletes. Mm-hmm. They can eat whatever they want all day long. That is genetic.
Then
there are other people, you see them eating carrots and salad, and they cannot take the weight off. So much of that is genetic, it's metabolic, it's all of those things.
You know, I always wondered, and I don't anymore, but when I was younger, I always thought people who, you know, were overweight and said, I just don't know what's going on. I eat like, a rabbit.
Yep.
And I always, when I say I was younger, I was in my teens and early 20s, I would always think to myself, you have to be lying.
No.
You have to be going home at night and just shame eating yourself.
No, I'm telling you no. The answer is no.
And you just don't want to admit it.
Some people maybe, but no.
Yeah.
I think.
No, I do believe some people just don't have a good metabolism. Yeah. And for whatever reason, they eat greens and carrots and colorful food that you buy in one section of a grocery store, and they just don't lose weight. I don't know. I know Sam goes to the gym all the time. He looks good.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my opinion to myself.
Oh, you better, because you have a good metabolism.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I effectively killed my metabolism, and it has taken me 3.5 years to build it back.
You said that when you were growing up, people used to make fun of you for the opposite reason,
that
you were too skinny.
That is true.
Like, why can't you gain weight? And you were like, I've tried.
I ate junk food and drank beer every day of my life for 5 years, and I completely killed my metabolism.
Now, why do you... This is an opinion show. Share your opinion. If you're wrong, we'll let you know.
I think that you can change the trend in your life. I think that the people who yo-yo diet do fall back into those tendencies and they don't want to admit it.
So you're me 30 years ago.
There are medical conditions out there where people cannot lose the weight.
Yep.
Those exist. That is true.
All I'm saying is everybody's metabolism is different, and this is the way I look at it.
You have to work hard to build it back up.
You start at a different spot at the start line. Like, picture we're all on a track, and we're going to run a race. There are people, when it comes to metabolism, that start at the very front of that start line, and there are people that start toward the back of that start line. And that is the genetics that are preloaded into your cells and your body. Can you change that? I think you can, Sam. But I do think it comes a lot easier and more naturally for some people that have a different metabolism than others. That's all I'm saying.
Sam?
I agree.
No, he doesn't. I can hear it in his voice.
Just be intentional. Stay disciplined. Keep on it every day. You got it.
Do you think that you have started to obsess about your weight?
I think I absolutely obsess about my physique. I have extreme body dysmorphia.
I don't understand. What's dysmorphia?
I don't see in the mirror what people see when they look at me.
Oh.
And it changes depending on when I look at the mirror.
Yeah.
In the morning, I see a slim person who's working out. In the evening, I see a fat lard.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're not fat.
But
that's
for some
body dysmorphia. That's what that is, Scott.
Okay. And I will tell you this, and I think even, and I know we blame the pandemic on everything, but I know for a fact, statistically, they saw an enormous increase percentage-wise in young men who have that, and men, but certainly boys and young men, I think since the pandemic than ever before. Where we used to think of those disorders as female-centric, and I think there's still a larger percentage of females, but the largest growing percentage is males.
I think it was also something that men just didn't talk about, and now it's more acceptable for men to talk about.
Yeah, I've always been very mindful of the way my body looks. I don't know if I have dysmorphia.
But I obsess over it in the sense of I intentionally eat everything I eat. Every single meal that I eat, I am very intentional about the amount of protein, the amount of calories, the amount of carbs.
You eat very healthy.
I take that into account every single time that I open my mouth and present food to my stomach.
Very specific.
A very technical way of putting it. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. They're saying this might be a bad sign for the upcoming Christmas shopping season. Target, this is from CBS News, Target is heading into the holiday season with a gloomy outlook, with the retailer reporting its sales and profits fell short of analysts' expectations and now lowering its earnings forecast for the current quarter. Shares tumbled 20%. The retail chain says, I'm not going to get into the numbers, it's not as good as they thought it was going to be. Target is struggling to gain traction with inflation-weary consumers, with many seeking bargains or refocusing on essential items, according to Neil Saunders with Global Data. The retailer's struggles is in the most recent quarter, and its lowering of its forecast may not bode well for the holiday season upcoming. Quoting here from Saunders again, sales have virtually flatlined and have done so against the backdrop of a very poor prior year. And this has occurred during a quarter when multiple banner events, among them back to school, Halloween, and deal weeks and days, should have helped to drive spending. Or are people shopping online more?
Don't you feel like we read this headline every single year around this time? People are weary. Things are costing more. They're looking to get back to the—I don't know.
Well, this wasn't from sales around this time. This is their last quarter, and their stock plummeted.
Their third quarter.
Yeah.
And stock went down 20%. Fans who arrived early for Sunday night's Chargers-Bengals game at SoFi were glued to the video board showing the Chiefs. There were cheers when the Chiefs lost 31-20 in Buffalo from the fans at SoFi in Los Angeles. And that happiness about Kansas City's defeat was shared by fans of other teams across the nation. It is another example of how the Chiefs have supplanted the Cowboys as America's team, having three Super Bowl titles in five seasons and two of the biggest stars in Mahomes and Kelce. And it also ratcheted up the number of fans who loathe the Chiefs.
Loathe?
Now. That's the word they used in the Kansas City Star.
Oh, it's more than loathe.
And that add that up, and Chiefs games have become much watch television. Listen to this.
It's in every state. Most of the games are.
The Chiefs lost Sunday at Buffalo was seen by 31.2 million TV viewers. It was the highest rated non-holiday NFL game since 2007.
I've said it once, I'll say it again, and I'll say it again. They hate us because they ain't us.
Did you see that there was a photo posted on, I think it was Twitter yesterday, featuring Jake from State Farm, Coach Andy Reid, and our friend Matt, fake Andy Reid. And it was just a photo of the three of them. I am so hopeful that our own local, not quite Andy Reid.
He looks just like
him. Oh, my gosh. The photo was of the three of them all standing side by side. He looks just like him. Do you remember that woman that called in one time? And she was like, my son just took a picture with Coach Reid. And we were like, oh, bless your heart. No, he didn't. That's fake Andy Reid. That's Matt. And she's like, no, it wasn't. It was Andy Reid. And then we looked it up. And Andy Reid was like in Chicago.
They were off at a game
already. And I'm like, honey, you did not run into Coach Reid at Jack Stack. That was not quite Andy Reid. She got mad. Do you remember that?
Yes, she was unhappy with us for telling her the truth.
I would guarantee you that there will be a commercial coming out featuring the three.
That would be awesome. The Northwest is bracing for a strong storm system that began moving onshore early yesterday, bringing strong winds, heavy rain, and a mountain snow.
The bomb cyclone.
Yes. Are they just making this stuff up now?
No.
Well, first
that's a real word. Yep.
The what?
That's a real word.
Well, I know, but I hadn't heard of bomb cyclone until 3-4 years ago. And now we've got atmospheric river.
An explosive cyclogenesis. Also referred to as a weather bomb, meteorological bomb, explosive development, bomb cyclone, and bombogenesis.
An explosive what?
An explosive cyclogenesis.
Do you even know what you just read?
The rapid deepening of the extratropical cyclonic low pressure area. The change in pressure needed to classify something as explosive cyclogenesis is latitude dependent.
Okay. Making your voice more broadcaster does not make me believe that you know what you're reading.
For example, at 60 degrees latitude, explosive cyclogenesis occurs the central pressure decreases to 24 millibars or more in 24 hours.
Okay, Busby. Simmer down.
Thank you, Wikipedia. A bomb cyclone dates back to 1940.
No way.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. The International Space Station is leaking.
Oh, God.
NASA and the Russian Space Agency are not in agreement about the risk that an ongoing leak poses to the space station. NASA and Roscosmos.
Yeah, and I sound like I don't know what I'm talking
Common
about.
Common spelling.
Also disagree about the causes and remedies for the leak in the Russian International Space Station. Roscosmos said they do not believe that catastrophic disintegration of the module is realistic. NASA, however, has expressed concerns about the integrity of the International Space Station.
Are they suggesting it's leaking oxygen? What is it leaking?
It doesn't really say what it's leaking. It just has a leak of some capacity, but I don't know. It doesn't say.
Maybe it's letting radiation in, and that's why that one astronaut who's trapped up there.
Maybe they need duct tape.
Looks
I feel
gaunt.
So bad for those two.
Oh, well, they're not coming home till.
I know.
They still have at least 3 more months.
Just bring 2 people down from ISS? Recently, and why were they not on that ship?
No, I don't think they can get them out of there right now, Sam. Or they would
They brought 2 people down the other day.
No, but she does not look well. If they were able to bring them down, they would bring them down.
She says she's healthy and in good spirits.
There's no way you could be in good spirits trapped that long with one other human being, even a human being that you really, really enjoy being around. In that tight, confined space, it's not normal.
How long would you survive
on ISS? Oh, she wouldn't make it a day.
7 minutes.
With Scott.
Four. 4 minutes.
I'm looking to see how many people are currently on the International Space Station.
I believe there's four remaining.
It says here, an international crew of seven people live and work while traveling at a speed of 5 miles per second, orbiting Earth about every 90 minutes. Sometimes more are aboard the station during a crew handover.
I wasn't listening intently. Did you mention that this leak has been going on for 5 years?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I cannot understand. If they could get those two people down more recently, why not whatever spacecraft it was, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was Russian, which is so embarrassing.
I know. Is it because we don't want to ask?
Well, no, we have, and they said we could get them back by February.
That's what I'm saying. At this point, if you were the families of the two astronauts stranded, I mean, do you have a point of contact at NASA where you can just call and be like, are they coming home yet? What about now?
Well, NASA has no way to go up and get them. They don't trust the Starlink or Starliner, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, so it was actually a SpaceX rocket who took six astronauts from the space station. They had eight seats.
Oh, so that was a SpaceX rocket.
It was.
That went up there last time and came back. Can we send it back?
Just on October 25th, six of the seats were full, two were empty. Why?
I want to play a fun game when we get back.
Okay.
Because when I was in the kitchen today, just bopping around, listening to some music, which harkens back to a topic we had yesterday, I got an idea, and this is going to involve a little bit of work, Sam, for you. I got an idea.
Typical.
Because it makes me laugh when I'm listening to music, like I was in my kitchen today. It makes me laugh when there is an artist in any song, it does not matter what the song is, who stops and inserts the spoken word into the song. Baby.
Oh, you mean like Barry White?
Yes, yes, yes. So, Sam, I'm in the kitchen today, and I'm not going to say what song it is. I'm going to tell Sam off the air.
Okay.
What is it about the spoken word? I don't care what, if I am in the worst mood ever, if I am listening to a song and a voice comes in, and I'm pretty sure like even the Backstreet Boys have one. Like, you know it's true. Why does that make me laugh?
That I don't know.
I was dancing around, and I'm not going to spoil the. You'll never guess the song I was listening to. Scott, you won't. Most of the women listening in the audience will. Oh, come on. It's so dumb.
Too much of anything. Good for you.
Yeah. Is this it?
This was not the song I was listening to.
Turn it up, bro. It's a jam.
No. No.
We've shared love and made love.
No! We shared love and we made love. Now I can dance.
My darling.
Okay. We will take suggestions on the text line. What is the worst, cheesiest spoken word?
That one's pretty good.
That one.
Can I
we
guess?
Shared love and we love. Made love.
Can I guess what yours was?
You can, because we did mention this music thing on the show yesterday.
I was going to guess Justify My Love by Madonna.
Nope.
Oh.
No, because hers doesn't creep me out the way a man's voice creeps me out.
So it's a male singer.
I'm pretty sure there's either a Backstreet Boys where he goes, girl. It starts like that. The song starts like that.
I thankfully wouldn't know.
I'm pretty sure you do.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. This is awful. Who is this?
It's John Travolta.
From
I'm helpless
Greece?
Without you, baby. Yes. Come on.
Pardon me. He's still speaking.
So I am in my kitchen today listening to the Grease soundtrack because you dropped the bomb on me yesterday that you've never seen Grease with your daughters, which I think for that you should be jailed. And he starts going, Sandy, my darling, you hurt me real bad. You know it's true. There are songs that are worse when it comes to the spoken word. That one is pretty bad.
I have a contender.
Okay. How bad? What obligations?
Okay, I can't. That's the Manhattans for so long. Kiss and Say Goodbye.
That
by
is.
The way.
That's a great song. I'm gonna miss you. But the spoken word is just so corny. I can't listen to it. It's a great song, Dan. But the beginning
of
Come on. The beginning of that song. I can't meet you anymore because of my
obligations.
It is an art form. It's part of the storytelling that
Daniel,
goes along with
man,
the song.
Man, I don't know. It's pretty cheesy. Come on.
Oh, it's awesome.
All right. Here's one. Okay. Here's one that my girlfriend texted me. And if you're a child of the 80s, you'll laugh when you hear this. Baby, I know you're hurting.
Why do you sound like a pedo perv or something when you do that?
It just does not translate well.
Hey, baby.
I got obligations.
I gotta stop seeing you because of my obligations.
I think it was
They just sound gross.
It was more popular, was it not, Dan, in the 70s. And then it slowly started going away in the 80s. And I don't know that that's something we need to bring back.
Well, thanks to what's-his-face, Barry White, who ruined it for everybody. Hey, baby.
He did have a great voice, though. Great voice. I just think it should be used to sing and not maybe to speak.
Apparently, wild boars are taking over a Florida neighborhood in Port St. Lucie. Is it Lucie or Lucy?
Lucy.
Lucy, Florida. They've got wild boar running around instead of squirrels. Residents apparently are posting on Facebook about their pets and kids being confronted by the wild swine. But experts say Port St. Lucie has been growing so rapidly, it's pushing wildlife into the neighborhoods. Wow.
Have you not seen the damage they do? No. There's an infamous case. I think it was in, if you look this up on the Weather Channel, it was in Scottsdale or Phoenix, where these pig-like creatures, they bore into the earth. And so you think about like on a golf course, the gophers doing damage like from Caddyshack.
Yes.
Multiply this damage by, pick your number, Scott. Well,
but that's where they hide.
They literally just destroyed this like higher end golf course in Scottsdale. And people were furious because at first they were like, we'll shoot them. Well,
feral swine.
They're feral swine.
Yeah, it's an invasive. They are invasive.
They're very invasive. And then everybody freaked out and said, you can't shoot them. You have to somehow corral them. Look at some of the damage. Scott, I'm telling you, you've never seen anything like it. A friend of mine had photos of this. It's crazy.
They're
all
fast.
Kinds of damage to stuff that's more important than golf courses.
Infrastructure.
Infrastructure. Creeks and ponds and agriculture.
So
they're javelinas. It was Seven Canyons Golf Course.
Let me leave you with the spoken word. I'm not going to play the song because on the podcast we're not allowed to play the music. So I want you guys to hear how cheesy this is. Yes. You remember the song "The Rain" in 1986 by Orrin Juice Jones?
I do not, but please.
At the end of this, it's got a very catchy. I saw you and him walking in
the
rain. You remember that? And
yes.
At the end of the song. I'll just do the spoken word myself. Hey, baby, how you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate on the stove waiting for you.
No, play it.
Listen, first things first. Let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how was your day today? Did you miss me? You did. I missed you too.
Yeah, just go register.
I missed you so much, I followed you today.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. Now close your mouth, because you cold busted. That's right. Now sit down here. I'm so upset with you, I don't know what to do. My first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo whip.
That was in a song.
Yes.
No.
The Rain by Orrin Juice.
That is not storytelling.
Dan's got the news coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.